Showground.
You know how there's certain names that remind you of people of your past? Is there a name that you wouldn't name your kid because it reminds you of somebody you hate?
I'll never name my kid Bob Dumas.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 and online at bobandtheshowgram.com.
Dealing with John's daddy issues, Mike's huge big fat words. Maybe Kristen's need to buy all those shoes. And Bob will find a problem eventually. It's Kristen Wenz, Showgram psychologist. She'll solve the problems and give advice. No need to wonder or roll the dice. It's Kristen Wenz. For the listener's sake, please give them all some meds. Especially Bob.
You know what I think would be really funny? If you had drive-through psychology. Or psychologists.
They have drive-through weddings. Why not?
Yeah, I mean.
They actually have.
Hang on, we got to turn it on.
Yeah, didn't Peppermint Patty do that? Or one of the peanuts?
Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was a lesbian.
I think so. They have online therapy now where you can do it online or call in. So, Mike,
drive through, I'm telling you, it'd be huge.
Yeah.
Women like having arguments about, you know, the day before with her boyfriend. And you just say, you know, welcome to Crazyville. Can I help you?
Right. You don't have time to go in, have a full session, just get some therapy with your burger.
Right.
I like it.
I like that. Yeah, no food. Just advice.
No, food would be cool, too, to have with it.
And you could have it like, remember those things? What were they called where you used to take your pictures and you'd drop them off there at the photo mat?
Uh-huh.
That's about the size you need. And you could just sit there and talk to them.
Okay.
And on slow days, you could talk to the same person, like all the homeless people.
If I invent that, I'll give you some of my profits for coming up with the idea.
No, that's a gift from me to you. Hey, I got to tell you something else, too. You know, the other day when, I'll say a couple of weeks or months ago, when you were on the show.
Yeah.
And you were talking about all of us, and I had a problem with talking in front of groups and being around people, because most often I don't like them. And so...
At least you're honest.
Kristen knew... Well, it's not that I don't like them. I like certain people, but not most everybody I don't. But anyway, so Kristen knew our problem, and because she knew that, we're going to a convention before too long, and they had asked me to speak... in some group. And
No, not just speak. He was going to be like
the moderator.
Like he was going to be in charge of everybody who was speaking and speak himself.
And what do you know from that? What do you know from that?
That you would be fine?
No, I could not do that.
He'd fail miserably.
And so Kristen says, they want you to do this, but I need to talk to you because I know how you are about that. And I'd said, well, I would rather not do it. And because I'm uncomfortable about that. And she said, well, I'm a little pissed because I was supposed to be on a group when was it? Last year?
Last year, and I got the big diss.
And she got the big diss. I said, well, tell them I'll do it if they'll let you do it. And then I said, no, I can't, even at that cost. And
so she had, out.
She had to send it to him saying, Bob is not comfortable doing that.
Really?
And I'm really not. So I'm sorry I failed you.
I spoke well, though. I was like, Bob was extremely flattered that you thought of him to be moderator, but he wishes to not participate at this time.
And you know why? Because we only get to go as a group one time a year. And it's always like in August, you know, when I don't know what it is this year. But anyway, in just a couple of weeks. And so we only get to go. And so I just want to relax and enjoy it. Otherwise, I would be so nervous the whole time, and I would sweat a lot, and it's summertime anyway. And so I would just rather go and enjoy with, you know, my friends with each other. And we try to get out as many of these things as we can.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be nervous. So I said no, and I think that was the best thing. So I was thinking, what would Dr. Wynn say? And what she would say is, hey, if it's going to make you feel that uncomfortable, don't go. Just tell them no.
Well, yes, except the reason I said I thought you would be fine is I thought if you were in your professional role, that kind of stuff you were comfortable
with.
No,
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like talking in front of people, unless I have to. Like if I really have a passion about something, then I can. Anyway, I don't want to talk about me. Enough about me. But I just wanted to let
you'll
know.
You'll get them next time, maybe.
No, I don't really want to. I mean, in front of a pediatric brain tumor thing, I'm very passionate about that. I love that. I'll talk about that. I don't have a problem.
Wow.
Talking about motorcycles, I'm good. I love talking about that. Talking about things.
So what you're saying is you don't like your job and you don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No, I like my job. I don't have a lot of confidence. I don't have a lot of confidence.
Okay.
In myself.
Well.
Yeah.
If it's not a problem, if you just want to have fun.
Yeah. Well, some
doctor. And I can get fired over it, then. Yeah,
some doctor you are. If you want to do it, if not, don't. Next. That'll be $5.35.
Now, I would have voted for you to try it. I would have voted for you to push yourself out of your comfort zone.
I don't want to do that.
Try it and prove to yourself you can. That would have been my vote.
No, it's not a question of can I or can I. It's want to or don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I knew it was free right now. So that's what I wanted
to do. Okay. Let me share one thing with you. When I, at home, my kids have heard that I do this radio thing. You know, they've heard it mentioned. Right. And twice now, my three-year-old has been coloring, and she'll be coloring, and she'll say to herself, I'm drawing Bob in the show, Grim.
What do we look like?
Pretty not at all like yourself.
Really?
But still, it's you're Aww. On her mind, so she's thinking about you.
Yeah.
Will you bring in one of her pictures the next
I
time
will.
You come?
Yeah, maybe we can frame it somewhere. Yeah.
Put it on the website.
Awesome.
There you go.
Because we probably look a lot better in her pictures than we do in person.
Yeah, she's usually pretty generous, except she always gives me long, grayish, blackish hair, which I'm not sure about that.
Who, with me?
No, she
oh,
gives
with you.
Me grayish, blackish hair.
Well, because, you know, she drives you crazy.
Maybe.
Right. All right, we're glad you're here. By the way, I saw your husband when we met you not too long ago.
He's, yeah.
Boy, I tell you, he married up. He did.
We were at Fuquay Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. He married up. I don't know what's the deal with him.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or an insult.
It's a compliment. To you, it's a compliment.
Okay.
He's a guy. He's used to that kind
he
of stuff.
He was very nice. And your family was gorgeous.
Thank you.
They're very sweet.
You have a beautiful family. All right. You're here to talk about being married and especially Mike's situation where he got married and is about to have a baby
right?
all within the period of just, what, you know, maybe like 6 weeks.
Right.
And I think she's like super pregnant, baby, because I think he just got her pregnant. So he tells me about 3 weeks ago. I don't know.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. And so what you're gonna talk about is there's a lot of people doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where you get married after you're already pregnant.
Right.
That's tough for a lot of people. Tough for a lot of parents to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Mike and Lindsay has written their answers
mm-hmm.
without seeing each other's answers.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Right.
Right? Okay. All right. Are you ready, Michael? Are you nervous? You seem a little nervous.
A little nervous. Lindsay was ready, but she has to get ready for work. So it'll just be me now.
Okay.
So because there's so many young people in this area, this is like one of the highest concentrations of young people getting married. Highest per capita with weddings and babies and stuff. We figured it was a good exercise because trying to figure out how I'm going to juggle all this is going to be difficult. Dr. Wins emailed Lindsay and me both probably 10 questions, and they were very specific questions about how do you handle this situation? What do you do here? And we both filled them out separately, didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little nervous as to whether or not Lindsay and I see eye to eye on this stuff because we didn't talk about it.
Would you like me to read her answers since she's not able to participate?
Or Dr. Wins is going to read them both.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
So how about you just sit there, little Missy?
I will.
I forwarded them to her.
I was trying to help. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. How about stopping that?
Okay. I won't help anymore. I'll just sit here and I won't do anything the rest of the show.
Or just sit there and try to look pretty.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Put some makeup on.
I didn't bring it, darn it.
All right.
So I should ask them, Mike, had you guys ever talked about any of these? I'm just curious, had any of these ever come up already?
Never. The only thing we ever talked about was spanking because one time I found myself spanking my dog Murphy too hard, and it was kind of borderline from spanking to beating.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I
Easy, Michael Vick.
it's just like I felt angry when I was doing it, and I realized that that's a bad thing to do, and I didn't want to be like my dad ever. You know, who would, I guess, you know, spank us out of anger instead of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I've just kind of branded it in my brain that I want to spank for discipline and not in anger. And there's mm-hmm. a fine line. And so she and I talked about that a couple months ago.
Okay.
When's the last time you spanked her?
Spanked her?
Oh, is this about the baby? I'm sorry.
That's funny. You'll see in a minute.
I love the fake laugh, by the way.
You and Mike have a very similar sense of humor. You'll see in a minute when you hear his answer for the spanking one,
yeah.
how both of your minds are twisted in the same kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is actually pretty interesting then if you guys never discussed most of these. And most couples haven't talked about these issues. Basically, they wait until the baby's there and you're all stressed out and the baby's crying. And then you're like, oh, we should have probably talked about this or that. So the good news, Mike, is your answers were very similar with Lindsay's almost across the board.
Really?
So that's actually pretty interesting. You all have very similar philosophies, very similar ideas about, you know, how how you want to raise her.
Please stop, Bob.
So that's the good news. Do you want me to actually go through the questions verbatim?
Question. Yeah, but let's take a break first.
Okay.
All right, we'll do a look. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to suck up some of the time. Let's do a break, and we'll come back and we'll find out about this. For people who are about to have kids, if you've not talked about a lot of this stuff, dude, you better do that.
These are the questions you need to address together before you get married
or date too long. I mean, why would you date somebody too long if you haven't talked about these things already?
Right.
It's just a battle before it even starts. All right, quick break back in a minute. By the way, if you want to get to Dr. Wynn's website, it's Kristen, is that with an I or an E?
E.
Kristen with an E, wins.com. Check it out. It's the Showgram at G105, back after this.
More Bob and the Showgram coming up next on G105.